Welcome to Creative Disturbance.
Audio Labs. 3, 2, 1.
Leonardo Space Art, Science and Culture. Visions for the 21st Century. Recorded March 2019.
What has attracted you to space?
What has attracted me to space? Annick Bureau. Actually, I guess I have been more attracted to airplanes first than to outer space. I've been more attracted to flying than to go into the cosmos. Of course, like everybody else, I liked to look at the sky and look at the stars and look at the moon. But what has attracted me to space is an artist, and his name was Jean-Marc Philippe. He was a French artist, and I met him in the mid-80s in a conference at Paris 4 University in Saint-Charles. And he was talking about space art and doing things with satellites. I didn't know that such artists were existing at the time, and it was purely dream and fantasy and poetry. And I think that this is what truly attracted me to space.
3, 2, 1.
Ewen Chardonnay. What has attracted me to space goes back, I would say, 20 years ago or more. Maybe it was in the 80s. I was quite, as a teenager, I was quite fascinated by the space shuttle. I remember having a poster in my bedroom when I was 14. And then when I got adult at university, in the collapse of Soviet Union, I was interested about accessing those formerly forbidden places such as Gagarin Center in Moscow and Star City. And so I was interested of what would happen to space culture after the Soviet Union collapse, and maybe opening up space for more people.
Regina de Miguel.
To think about not the space, our planet. Yeah, not the importance or the relevance to think about the spaceship that we are habiting. Yeah.
My name is Andy Gracie. Well, I was born there. We were all born there. We were all part of space. It's the biggest thing there is. It's the place of so many unknowns. It's the only thing that's outside of all of us. It's a repository of so much new knowledge and unearthly wonder. It's a mostly inaccessible hyperobject, which 99% or more of people will never come close to interacting with. So it's a charged repository of dreams, of melancholy, of wonder. It's completely indifferent to humanity. And at some time, it's... At the same time, it's more or less kind of a virgin territory upon which future socio-political actions are going to play out. So it's important to understand how the humanities can secure a positive, beneficial and cultural approach to this inevitability.
3, 2, 1.
Vanessa Lorenzo. It's immensity and mystery.
Micha Turšić. The fact that you cannot escape the space.
Marco Volponi. That's a good question. It goes slight in the past, like when I was born in Chiavari, which is in Liguria, in the north part of the Mediterranean, and it's a small city, but it gets very crowded when it's summer from tourists. And so when I was young with my friend, we just went to the outside of the dike on the seaside. And if you go to the very outside, the light, it's shaded by the dike. And you, so you actually see the Milky Way a little bit in the good days. And so you just stare at this sky and you're like, whoa, this thing, it's amazing. I have to know more about this. And then the love of space started.
My name is Dr. Sarah Jane Pell. The allure of something beyond has attracted me to space. The sense that we belong to an infinity, and that there is something embodied in our bodily memory, in our cultural memory, that is connected to that infinity and to that space, I guess inspires me to want to go there, to experience it, not just imaginatively, but physically. So I'm looking for a pathway to inhabit that domain as it inhabits me.
Екатерина Лапина Кратасюк. Actually, I think it was a sort of an escapism. So I was looking for a research topic which is far from any political issues, but when which is global enough not to mention any differences between people and countries. But of course, when I started this space research, I understood that it's as close to politics and close to all the differences as possible. So at the beginning, it was like I was trying to do science which would be international as much as possible, but I came to the conclusion that space is something which is quite limited in the national identity issues.
Ulrike Kuchner. I'm an astronomer, and I came to astronomy by perceiving the universe as very beautiful. So aesthetics is what brought me to space. Because for me, space and astronomy harbors this incredibly aesthetic and artistic potential.
Rob Lafrenet. The idea that art should be able to go anywhere it likes. And when I first started working with art and space, it seemed that the space industry and space agencies and astronautics and that whole area was an area totally closed off to artists. So it seemed like a challenge to me to try to break that boundary. So that was what attracted me to space. In other words, it was a place that none of us could really go to, and I felt artists could pioneer going there.
Eleonore Eliud. I think I was speaking to some kind of entity until I was 7 years old, and I imagined that that entity lived on another planet.
That was Katsanevas. So, first of all, I was attracted to science, and then space came afterwards. What I want to understand is how you go from a situation where you have a dense environment to a situation where you have a rarefied environment, to be explained. Individuality is something that it is not automatic. You don't first have the individuals and then you make the ensemble. When you are in a closed environment, very dense, individuality and the environment is difficult to separate. When you go in space, we are accustomed to see, as we see, for instance, also in the Westerns, a lonely figure in space, and there you see the individual. This is an easy situation. So I try to understand, from the dense environment where you have a difficult situation, to the rare environment where you have an apparently simple situation, what are the laws and what's happening? This is the whole of physics, if you wish.
3, 2, 1.
Damien Hartmann. I think it was really a spaceship once, first flight in 2004.
which made it the first private ship to go into space. And actually that made it much more reachable than simply dreaming about it. So I think really Spaceship One going to space in 2004 was the one thing that made me attracted really to space, as more than just looking at the stars.
Susmita Mohanty. I was born in the early 70s and I grew up with the pioneers of the Indian space program, my dad being one of them. And these people being the pioneers were Renaissance people. You could talk to them about art, architecture, science, technology, just about the entire gamut. And growing up, that influenced me quite strongly.
Kevin Bartoli. I've been attracted to space through, let's say, an investigation we've conducted on offshore finance, offshore banking and tax haven, and the involvement of Luxembourg into like space mining activities for the development of their space agency, which was like a uncanny and bizarre initiative. And we wanted to dig a little bit about like actual motivation behind it. We try to uncover like the whole scheme around with a focus on governance.
My name is Marco Pelhan. What attracts me to space? I would say the night sky attracted me to space in childhood, that's for sure. That's maybe one of the most important things. Other really important one is that my father was collecting a series of special edition magazines with records, and it was edited in Italy, called Il Uomo e lo Spazio, and this was in the early 70s, late 60s, and I grew up with those records, listening to the sounds of the space probes and the missions and so on. So that's really kind of my first formation of, you know, space. But I wanted to have a telescope, and yeah, I got one.
3, 2, 1. Marika Derminer. I don't know if the space attracts me, really, in fact. Maybe as a kind of reflection of what's happening here now, as a place of speculation in both terms. Meaning like the speculation economic or financial one, which is not an attraction, but and speculation in the sense of like a mirror or a projection for imagination, which is also conflictual or complex.
So, Bernard Fwang. I started space in a very experimental way when I was a teenager, I just went outside spending night to observe the stars. And I did that with some friends, some girlfriends, and eventually also I followed some of the space, space satellites.
Des pastilles, ear, à sucer pour l'oreille, candy.